It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Chris Bryan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Cal?
I'm great. How are you?
Good as well, thank you. Just enjoying the sunshine out here in beautiful Calgary.
Nice. Is that home base for you? Is that where you're from?
That is home base. Yeah, I'm originally from BC, but I've been in Calgary for the last 9 years now, and proud to call it home these days. So
good for you. Awesome. Got a new song called One Sunrise at a Time. We'll talk about that in just a second, Chris. But why don't you kind of tell us about yourself a little bit? I mean, we found out that you're living and working in Calgary now, but what else is going on with you?
Yeah, so like I say, my roots are definitely in BC, and that's where most of my all of my family and most of my friends are still at. So I find myself in BC most weekends because I'm still pretty addicted to the mountains and the mountain life, and unfortunately there's not a whole lot of them in right around Calgary. So I do find myself in BC on most weekends, whether I'm visiting family or friends and that. But I'm love the whole country, everything that surrounds country music. So be it the lifestyle and the outdoors, and I definitely have some old school traditional roots when it comes to the actual music that I sing. So
mm-hmm. So you grew up in a musical family, did you?
Always, like my father loves that. I grew up on that old traditional stuff. Not mm-hmm. too much as far, like, he was always a singer, but other than him, there wasn't actually a whole lot of musical background in my family, which is interesting. So it's kind of crazy to see where I've ended up now when you see my upbringing. So
yeah. Well, you love country music, and you got a great tune here called "One Sunrise at a Time." Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so "One Sunrise at a Time" is actually a song that I wrote with one of my favorite guys to write with. He's out here in Calgary. His name's Shard Morrison, and it was just sort of this song that just, you know, I just before the write, we just knew that we were in the zone, and we were in the zone to write a more emotional, sad kind of song. And right when we had it finished, we just knew that it was something that I was going to cut. So it's definitely a little bit of a change up from the previous songs that I have out there. And it's always kind of been tough for me to leave myself vulnerable and be in touch with my emotions, but that's exactly what I did on this song, and the feedback has been great, and I definitely think that it's a step in the right direction for me.
Nice. I've known Shard for quite a while now, too. A great fella. I haven't seen him for a couple of years probably now, though. How's he doing?
He's doing great, actually. Yeah, just writing up a storm, and he's just one of those guys who, you know, every time I write music with him, he shows up with his A game, and he's just prepared for every write, and also just a huge advocate for independent artists. He's just been in my corner, you know, the kind of guy with sort of a, I don't want to say open door policy with COVID now, but an open phone policy. Let's put it that way. So he's always the guy that, you know, anytime you want to have a question or something, whether it's industry related or with in regards to music, just he's always one call away. So that's huge, and I credit a lot of my success on this song to Shard and him helping me out through it. So.
Nice. Where did you record it?
I recorded it at MCC out mm-hmm. here in Calgary with Johnny Gasparic, and he is, I just can't say enough of good things about that studio. They're just incredible guys to work with, and really, really proud of what the song's done. And yeah, just top-notch guys to work with. I definitely work with them again. So
another good fella. Boy, you got a lot of good people in your back pocket there. That's awesome.
I'm lucky to have them all on my team. That's you're 100% correct in saying that.
You bet. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Chris? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, so my last name's actually spelt a little funny. So it's Bryan, B-R-I-E-N. So anywhere you download music or anything like that, or Instagram, it's going to be Chris Bryan Country. So that'll be on Instagram or on my Facebook page or YouTube, whatever, Chris Bryan Country.
Awesome, Chris. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new song, and I hope to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Cal. I appreciate the call.
Chris Bryan on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.